Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Give the folks at North Carolina truth serum. You think they regret hiring Bill Belichick? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I'm going to answer my own question here, Perl, unless you'd like to take it first. Go ahead.
No, I don't think they do. I mean, who else were they going to hire? I mean, it's North Carolina football. They're the most irrelevant program in relation to their other program, their basketball team, probably in the country, maybe Kentucky football. Nobody cares about North Carolina football. All of a sudden, they're relevant. So I think they can put up with a lot of stuff.
Okay. I think you're right. I'm going to actually agree with you on this. We don't ever agree about anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to. I thought you were going to go the exact opposite.
No, well, usually we are on opposite sides of everything. But I actually don't think the regret's there yet. But I think they're starting to look at each other like, who did we just invite into the club? Because let's not forget, when Belichick first got this job, being the head coach, North Carolina football, it was a little unconventional. The athletic director reportedly was cut out of this decision, and he actually went to, or whoever on behalf of him, went to the board of directors and kind of did like this different avenue to get the head coaching job, kind of leaning on his success, obviously, in the NFL and his celebrity to sort of put him at the top of the line. Remember, they were looking at people like Arthur Smith, or we thought maybe if Ryan Day had
Arthur
lost,
Smith.
You know,
yeah.
The Ryan Day might be, you know, if things had really, you know, had not gone so well at the end of the season for Ohio State to win the national title.
I didn't hear Ryan Day.
There were a lot of names that were thrown out there.
For North Carolina for Ryan Day? Okay.
A lot of things thrown out there. But because you and I disagree about what kind of job that is and how appealing it may or may not be. But obviously it's appealing to Belichick. And so he kind of circumvented like the normal route. Anyways, so that's how he gets the job. Now he gets there and first people had questions about the recruiting. It doesn't look like just Belichick being there is the boon that maybe many expected, right? Like he didn't get there and all of a sudden it's five-star after five-star because they want to just get a little of the Belichick shine. Now the girlfriend. And, you know, if he wins, this will not be a story. But he doesn't have the opportunity to show what he can do on a football field for months. And this story with him and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, who's not just the girlfriend. She's the publicist. She's the self-proclaimed CEO of Belichick Productions. Okay. She's everywhere. Very influential. He asked her to be CC'd on all of his official correspondence, official emails coming from North Carolina. And we're just learning more and more about who this sort of at once mysterious woman is And now maybe a fuller picture of her is coming into place. And it all just raises more questions. Because you hire a head football coach and one like Bill Belichick, you're expecting he has 100% complete control over the building.
Because I'm going to read the MRI.
That's what happened in New England. It was militaristic. It was focused. It was no outside noise. This is anything but. This is only outside noise. This has gone so tabloid. And I'm not even blaming the media here. They brought this on themselves. Writing a book, going on a book tour, Pearl, and she's there as the publicist, I guess. Terrible publicist, because you didn't even have him show up in a North Carolina shirt. He's wearing a Navy hoodie that's like ripped and tattered, which we kind of know is Belichick style. But I could go back through 100,000 hours of footage of college coaches doing interviews on national outlets. You would not find one who's not wearing the shirt of their own college. A different academy? Even it's the Naval Academy. We all love the Navy. Yay, yay, military. But come on. You have to be wearing your own stuff.
Well,
he was unprepared.
That one's a little different because Belichick's dad coached there. I mean,
fine, but you're the head coach of North Carolina now. You got to be wearing baby blue. We interviewed Roy Williams a couple weeks ago on Zoom. Delightful. He was wearing Carolina blue, and he's not even the coach anymore. You got to understand the assignment. And by the way, and that's a small thing, but here's the other part. He was unprepared for the interview. Because if she felt like she had to step in, Bill Belichick has been stiff-arming questions much harder than where did you two meet in the CBS Sunday Morning interview for the last 20 years. He can handle himself.
I mean, that's the funny thing about this whole story. Everyone's acting like this is the first time Bill Belichick has had the most awkward interview in the history of sports. He has the next 10 most awkward interviews. He's always... I mean, on to Cincinnati, someone said, well, who are you going to start at left tackle? On to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He's always totally insane in interviews. It's been happening for 30 years.
Okay.
Why is this shocking people? Looking at people like they're crazy when they answer questions. He's done that silence. I've seen him just like stare at somebody after they ask a question many times.
That's what I'd be expecting.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the 24-year-old girlfriend / publicist to have to say, we're not answering that question. He's never had someone else have to come in and do his bidding for him. That's the thing.
But the thing about where they asked like about the Instagram photos and he just looked at him like that's happened. That's always Bill Belichick.
That's
more the norm than the exception.
And that's not the part I thought was out of character. The part that's out of character is that she felt like she had to butt in on Bill Belichick, who has had to answer questions about things 100 times more serious.
Yeah.
And times when he really stonewalled the media. He's a master class at times of doing this. He's mastered the awkward interview. He didn't need her to come in and make it three times as awkward. And by the way, that was just what we saw. Allegedly, and according to TMZ, and then it was verified by others, that she stormed out of the interview. She expected Bill to come out there with her. Now Bill's daughter-in-law, his son Steven, who's coaching at North Carolina, and maybe the heir apparent to him at North Carolina. His wife, Belichick's daughter-in-law, is commenting on an Instagram post of a Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski podcast that said she was acting on a publicist would act more professionally than this. And the daughter-in-law is 100% right. Add on top of it, we get more details about what went down between Hard Knocks, HBO's Hard Knocks, and North Carolina. When I tell you, you read the emails back and forth, Pearl, this was at the 1 yard line where North Carolina was going to be the offseason Hard Knocks. It was going to be like spring, you know, spring football or whatever with the North Carolina Tar Heels. She got involved. We got more details about what she wanted. She wanted to see the dailies every day, the cuts, the final cuts, right? Before. And she also said, and allegedly this came down in an email too, that she wanted to be treated with respect by the production crew. And I don't know where that came from or why she felt like she had to say that. And HBO said, forget it. Like, what, you know, not that they wouldn't treat her with respect, but like, where are the demands coming from? You already get a certain amount of editorial control when you sign up for Hard Knocks, Pearl, but not seeing the finished products before it goes out to air.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. So I ask you, if you gave North Carolina Truth Serum, would they regret the hire? Again, I think college football programs are so win-loss conscious. They got to give them a shot here to fix it on the field. But it has been the rockiest of roads so far with him in Chapel Hill.
I saw a funny interview on the Howard Stern show. Did anybody see Howard Stern talking about him? And Robin Quiver goes, sums it up. She goes, yeah, all that is true. But you know what? If you were 73-year-old Bill Belichick, you would do it too. And by the way, I'm sorry if, God forbid, I wasn't with my lovely wife. I can't kill Belichick for all this.
Oh, I will.
Well, but
come
here's
on.
The thing.
Yeah, EJ, you are being on a soapbox that I don't think you can deliver on. Dude, come on.
Creepy.
She's a smoke show. She's 24 and he's 73. What are we doing here? Why are we even discussing this? It's all worth it.
Well,
at the end of the day, I know this is all crazy about the program and it's going to end badly. Yes, that's all true. But listen, Bill Belichick doesn't seem to mind that much.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like you say, it's like 70. She's 73. She's 24. She's, you know, half naked on a red carpet. She's obviously a beauty pageant, a beauty queen. And she's got all that.
She's very pretty.
She's extremely attractive. She's got all that. But you know what? There also is professionalism. Yeah. And you laugh. There's discipline. There's professionalism. There's, you know, drawing a line between your personal and professional life. It's not like Bill Belichick, with his fame and fortune, would not be hurting to find companionship.
He couldn't get a 24-year-old like that unless he sold the farm for it.
He's extremely foolish to be dealing with this. And it's dangerous.
It happens all the time, but...
And you could end up like some of the people in the media who are dealing with trouble like that.
If you're a 73-year-old who wants a 24-year-old girlfriend, you are going to have to deal with a lot of stuff.
Right, right. But it's, you're saying like he's powerless against her because she's got the wiles of like the feminine wiles that just she has.
No, I'm saying
at some point you got to be like a grown up about it.
No, I think he doesn't mind all this.
Does he not mind, or does he not understand? Maybe it's weird because sometimes you want to give Belichick a lot of credit for being pretty media savvy, actually, and other times.
When has Bill Belichick been media savvy?
I'm just saying he understands how the media works. He knows that these are going to be big stories, and at other times I'm like, well, he's probably really not on social media. Did he see any of these posts that she's putting out there of him in a fisherman's costume and her in a mermaid costume? The cringe level is on tilt.
I do think it does seem he has a way of compartmentalizing in his life, and I don't think he cares that much.
Okay. Well, other people around him care.
Yeah, no, I think your question about the program is very relevant. Are they embarrassed by all this? And I think a question EJ's been asking, would an NFL team ever want all this? Probably not, but I don't think Bill Belichick has the regrets.
So here's the difference, I think, between NFL teams and college teams. NFL teams don't really have to fight for attention. Like, there's some that are more relevant than others. Cowboy fans, you know, Cowboys, the Steelers, Green Bay Packers. But you're not really fighting for the attention. I bet if you went to the Carolina Panthers or Jacksonville, they wouldn't say they have a media problem. College football, on the other hand, is a little different because you're trying to recruit people to you, right? And it's more of a game. It's, you know, there's money aspect now, but you do want a certain degree of attention. Look what Deion just did for Colorado. You know, look what Deion's celebrity did for the Colorado program. I'm sure North Carolina wants some of that, but it seems to be backfiring because the all publicity is good publicity. I know that's a cliche. But for Belichick, I feel like this has more been embarrassing for him.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is, I think the question is, North Carolina's never won. You know, never. I just looked up, they've had two top 10 finishes since 1950. And it was number 9 with Lawrence Taylor, and they had a random number 6er. They've never won at high level. So there's not much to lose in the win-loss sense. I think you're asking, if you're not going to win anyway, then at least don't embarrass yourself. But I think they can look at this and say, we have the greatest coach in football history. Like, how did we get this guy? I think there's still a lot of that energy. I think the embarrassment is balanced out by the fact that you have Bill Belichick as your football coach. I'll bet you there's still a lot of excitement around North Carolina. This is going to be the highest rated North Carolina football game in the history of the program, week one. TCU, yeah. This is going to be like Deion. I mean, there's more excitement about North Carolina football than... really ever. I can't remember a moment where we've ever talked about North Carolina football.
Yeah, well, but we're not talking about it for the right reasons. I don't know if that matters, but you know, we're talking about it because Belichick is acting so out of character.
Well, to be fair though, it's still, even if none of this happened, we would have been talking about Bill Belichick coaching North Carolina. It'd still be the most exciting North Carolina game.
No doubt.
I think in this moment, you're losing track of the fact that they happen to score this great football coach. Yes, this is all embarrassing, but if he goes 9-3, is it going to be okay?
So this is where I feel like we're not at like a rock bottom situation. Like, I don't want to make this out to be like Belichick needs an intervention. Although there are some people who believe that, you know, he's kind of lost his way here. But when Charles Barkley is commenting about how you might, about how he's concerned about your personal life, Charles Barkley, okay, then, well, maybe it is time to pay attention. Here's Chuck on the DP show, on Perloff's former show, Dan Patrick's show, said he is beginning to get concerned about Belichick.
I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope.
Okay, more from Chuck. Charles Barkley said he doesn't like delving into people's personal relationships, but he's thinking about reaching out to Belichick personally to see if everything's okay.
From what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good. But I am concerned from what I'm hearing. Because, it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
Charles Barkley, how much stuff is in his past, in his personal life? Like, this is not exactly a life coach we're talking about here. Charles Barkley. I mean, this guy once threw somebody else through a plate glass window. This is to be concerned about someone else's personal life. I found that to be very noteworthy, Pearl, that Charles Barkley admitted that on Dan Patrick's show.
Oh, I don't know. It's Charles Barkley. He says a lot of things.
He sounded very serious there.
Did
really?
He?
Oh, but come on. Charles, you can't take everything he says seriously.
You think he was joking?
No, I mean, he says a lot of things. That's all I will say. They were talking about him last night on the show. He wasn't there. Did you see Jalen Rose was sitting in?
Yeah.
They had about a half hour conversation about how weird he is. He said this is to me like,
come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the messenger here, Charles Barkley, like you said, like I that doesn't scream of, oh, if Barkley says you have a problem, then you really got to get in trouble. I just think Charles Barkley has strong opinions, and I'm sure Barkley will probably forget about this in 2 days.
Well, I don't know about that. It is Charles, but he did actually sound concerned there. Like you know, I don't want to put words around it. You kind of treat this flippantly, like, guys, let Bill live. You know, he netted a 24-year-old. She's beautiful. Like, why is everyone trying to yuck the yums? Like, just get out of the way and let him get the rocks off or whatever you're trying to say.
Edelman and Gronk gave a really good speech. Like, guys, you got to just let him be. This is ridiculous.
Right. And then, there's that side of it. But then you have Charles Barkley, who I would think would fall into that camp. Everybody get off his back. Like, let Bill, you know, let the man live. And he's like, I'm starting to get concerned because this is a slippery slope. And the other thing about this story, we're asking you if Bill Belichick, if North Carolina, if you gave him truth serum, are they regretting the Belichick hire? The other weird part about the story, guys, and maybe we're into it very much because we're in the media, is it won't stop. So yesterday we get the news that somehow only months after Jordan Hudson, Belichick's girlfriend, after they meet, she's amassed an $8 million real estate portfolio. Fine, people get money from all different types of places, but it didn't seem like she was kind of painted at first like student, like a college student, and didn't really come from means. We've now seen we got a little background on her family. Her family's business, unfortunately, went out of business, a fisheries company in Maine, and then, you know, the mom now works at a sex toy shop in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and it doesn't seem like they're sitting on a fortune, but I might be wrong. But now she's got this massive portfolio. You know, the New York Post is going to interview the tenants that she has. And I'm not ordering a blow-up doll. Still no. The answer is still no. She's driving around in a Porsche. Whatever. It's just the story won't stop.
Adult toy-shaped feet.
Now it sounds like the way you describe all this, they got to play a game in North Carolina, get one under their belt.
Yes.
Hopefully win one. Yeah, I mean,
if they could play tomorrow, this would help.
The reason why I think there's also regret with this too, though, is there's no way any of this is also helping him as a head coach. And that, to me, is where the regret comes in, too. Hmm. It's not even just the optics, which look crazy. I do not care what Gronk and Julian Edelman, give me a break. Those guys are going to tell me about, like, what morals and stuff. Come on.
Decorum.
Why are morals part of this? This is about football, right?
Well, it's morals because they're public figures, and a 74-year-old man met someone who was 20 years old, and they're in a public relationship. That will never not be weird. To act like this is just like, oh, this is just everyday, normal. Like, but it's not.
But it's not amoral necessarily, is it?
Depends if both people are getting what they want out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think maybe it is. Actually, I that wasn't a statement. Maybe there is something morally off with this. She's taking advantage of him.
Or he's taking advantage of her.
Yeah, I mean, how many elderly abuse cases do we have with people who marry somebody at 80 years old and then take all their money? Like, I think that that's a reality to deal with. And again, they've kind of like loosely talked about it. But again, Shannon Sharpe is dealing with a situation where he has a 20-year-old OnlyFans account. He's 56 and he's dealing with this, you know, case that he has a lawsuit. Like, these are things that happen. And I'm not, you know, casting aspersions on whose line or whatever. It's just you invite very dangerous elements when you have age gaps like this. And I do feel like if I'm North Carolina, even beyond the optics, though, do you really think that if he's doing all this stuff that he's really locked in the way he was with the Patriots? Like, he made it clear that they won because it was all for one, one for all, and there was no distractions. Now he's not coaching that way. He's literally doing something entirely different. He wanted Hard Knocks. He has this woman who's going to be, you know, doing all the social media, and she's deeply involved in the program. This is not the Patriot way. This is not the Belichick way. So if I'm North Carolina, this is not what I paid for.
Yeah, but Maggie said that the ex-girlfriend before this was running the show in a similar way.
And that was now some new stuff that's coming out that, you know, Linda was also someone, his old girlfriend, but we don't have like the reporting on that.
Well, it just doesn't seem like, it seems like Bill could still be focused on football. It doesn't look like he's giving a lot of prep to his CBS interviews time. Like, didn't look like he thought about that for 1 second. It doesn't even get the sense that he even knows what's in the book.
He's on a book tour.
Yeah, I know, but that was going to happen anyway. You know, say, I just think in the book tour, and he doesn't seem that invested in the book tour. I haven't barely even heard him say anything about the book. Like, I honestly don't even know if he knows what's in the book.
Well, I'm hoping you actually wrote the book.
Well, honestly, he doesn't seem super engaged in all this. So maybe he is thinking about football?
I don't know. I mean, again, would he even spend time on a book tour? Would he even write a book? This is a guy who, again, who lambasted the media. People who have written books about him said that this is crap. None of this I said was true. Like, this is a different person.
Yeah.
This is not Bill Belichick. And again, if I'm North Carolina, I'm like, this is not what I signed up for.
I got to be.
You signed up for the Patriot way.
Yeah, you signed up for the Patriot way, not Jordan's way.
I got to imagine the book thing might have started before Jordan.
The book he probably wrote when he was out of coaching last year. Remember, he had 5 media jobs. Like, I'm imagining he wrote the book then.
Yeah.
That's different.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, that was happening anyway, whether or not Jordan Hudson. I don't think the book is because of her.
No, but I mean, if he's a media member and he's writing a book, like, he's not prepping for Miami next week, right? He's not running spring practice.
I'm just saying that has nothing to do with Jordan Hudson, per se.
Maybe not. Yeah. He does acknowledge her in the book, calling her his creative muse. 888-710-4ISN, which I didn't know those two words would be two that Bill Belichick would ever put together. 888-710-4476. We kid. But the question is, do you think North Carolina is regretting the hire? Well, I know we're on in the great state of North Carolina. I'm curious for the fans there. North Carolina has alums all over this country. They're a huge, huge program. And obviously, Belichick is as famous as it comes. Regrets yet? 888-710-4ISN. Coming up, one young quarterback calling a shot. Tell you about that next. Yay, yay, military.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. So I, by the way, on a side note, is Beyonce touring right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so a big discussion if you have to dress like a cowboy to go to the Beyonce concert now.
You have to? Like it's mandatory?
Yes. And I saw a lot of people. I've seen, has she been in New York? I've seen a lot of
people. Kicked off in Houston, right?
I'm not up to that.
For whatever reason, cowboy hats are a thing in New York City now, and I wonder if it's because of her.
Okay, can I make an admission here? Yeah. I didn't know that cowboy hats are a thing, but I have an awesome pair of cowboy boots, and I've been wanting to wear them, and I was worried you guys would call me out on it, because obviously I'm not, you know.
Did you borrow them from Shaq?
But you have to go to the concert.
Yes, we have the same size shoe. Thank you, Manny. Never change.
You have to go to the concert, then you're fine.
Well, I'm just wondering, could I wear my cowboy boots in here and get no comments from the peanut gallery?
Maggie, men don't notice anything.
Okay. You would no one would say anything.
Maggie, your hair looks very nice today.
I went to get it done.
I know, because I know.
See, Bogus is the noticer.
Actually, yeah. I have to be honest. I like your shirt jacket today.
Thank you. You want to know where this was purchased? Target.
That's cool.
Nice.
I know.
Awesome. So anyway, what a weekend at Talladega. You had four wide races.
I don't notice this.
You had four wide racing last week at Talladega, a close finish. Joey Logano, he was cursing at his teammate, Austin Cindric, who actually won the race on the comms. It was thrilling, and the thrills of the NASCAR Cup continues. It's a Worth 400 from Texas Motor Speedway. Denny Hamlin in that number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. He's the defending race champion. Can he get win number two of 2025? It's the Worth 400 from Texas Motor Speedway. Green flag waves, Sunday, 3:30 Eastern.
I was giving you a great hook for that. Because Beyonce, Texas Motor Speedway.
Well, I mean, they don't just give these jobs to anybody. She had
a pre-race concert like she did at the Super Bowl, the Thanksgiving games last year.
And Maggie can show up in her boots.
She blew out the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, yeah, that was a couple years ago, right?
I'm saying like her Thanksgiving show wasn't
Christmas.
It was Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. Sorry. The production was like 20 times bigger than the production of Kendrick Lamar. The number of people and horses and everything. She had like a halftime Super Bowl show. Not that Kendrick had a concert.
Yeah. No, she was incredible. I guess she's in L.A. now. Looks like Los Angeles.
That tour's coming.
Did I read that she's having trouble selling tickets?
I heard that too, yes. Because, I mean, who can afford $2,000 tickets to sit up in the nosebleeds?
Is that what it is?
Well, they're expensive.
They're very expensive. Andre is going anyway.
Where is she playing?
New York,
football
New
stadiums?
Jersey. She's coming.
Yeah, she's playing MetLife. Yeah. Every stadium. And Beyonce doesn't do.
She doesn't do the Garden
anymore. Yeah, everything's a stadium. But the tickets are crazy.
She's not going to Wells Fargo Center. She's going to the Link, bro.
Is she going to the Link? I don't see the Link.
Is she? Oh, that's a shame. Oh,
smart woman.
Sorry, she's going straight from New Jersey to London.
Yeah, so, sorry, Philadelphia, losers.
Just diss Philadelphia.
Yeah, super diss on Philly, which is funny because Jay-Z has that picnic every year, right? In Philly, does he still
made
do that?
America. Oh, made he America. Did for a while. That I don't know if he still does.
She just oh, no, that thing's still picnic. Going on. Because we go and visit my parents every Labor Day, and it's always annoying.
Where all these people come from? Where'd all these people?
It's no, like they knock year. Out the Schuylkill because it's right by the path anyway. Yep. What's it called? The All-American?
Or Made in America.
Made in America.
The big old picnic.
Got Kendrick next week. Kendrick coming in. MetLife. That's going to be MetLife.
Okay. Are you going?
EJ I'm Stewart going, will yeah. be there.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
All right. Well, that's your music update. Let's get to Bogish, who's got the headline.
Apparently, Clippers head coach Ty Lue made some phone calls on their off day before last night's Game 6 with the Nuggets. He wanted to make sure his guys were in the right mindset to save their season. The checkups worked with the Clips fighting off the Nuggets in L.A. last night, 111-105. So Lue gets to coach Game 7 in Denver tomorrow.
These are what you live for, you know, growing up as a kid, being in the playoffs, Game 7s. And so we got to come, you know, ready to go, especially with a defensive mindset, but offensively being aggressive, attacking the paint, attacking the basket, and go from there.
Those are things they did last night. Lue getting 28 points from James Harden, 27 from Kawhi Leonard, and the Nuggets only scored 48 second half points. Now, it looked like we might have a Game 7 at MSG tomorrow as well. The Pistons going from down 12 to a 7-point lead with 2.5 minutes left in Game 6 in Detroit, but could not extend their season. Jalen Brunson hit a tie-breaking three with 4 seconds left. Then Malik Beasley fumbled away Detroit's last possession.
You can't dwell on it too much. You got to get ready for the next season. It's my favorite part of the season, the off-season. It's where I get better, and you just got to stay in tune with the guys and continue to get better this whole summer.
My favorite part is the part where we don't have games.
Who needs Brunson?
That's what you can get in the lab.
Is that what they call it these days?
Of course.
I was distracted by these doofuses doing hand signals, too.
Miming.
Oh, what happened, Malik Butterfinger?
Oh, that was that?
Yeah. We were he dropped the ball. So it's like, should have had butter on that popcorn before the game.
I would quit your day jobs over there. I don't know if you guys are going to be doing any improv theater anytime soon.
Or trash talking.
But I understand what you're talking about. Is there any party? I don't feel bad necessarily because they're professional athletes and this is what they get paid for. But when your season ends on your blunder.
He's a clown. He's had a very good season. And like, he was one of the best shooters in the league. He should have won Sixth Man of the Year. But like, this is the Malik Beasley experience. He's kind of a knucklehead. And you lose a game. Before game 5, he was like, oh, guys, stop messing around my Instagram. It's just basketball. Right. And, you know, he's been talking crazy about how they're the bad boy Pistons. And they win, and he's talking crap again. How they're the mentally tougher team. And in a mental tough situation, he can't catch the ball.
Got to get Kate Cunningham some better help than Malik Beasley.
I just am wondering, it's not even just basketball. Like, Mark Andrews had to sit there all offseason, right? And just think about those drops. And it's just, it's not like, okay, next week we have another game, let's put it behind us. Like, you can't put it behind.
It's a bit apples. I mean, Mark Andrews is a great borderline, probably not a Hall of Fame player, but close. And the Ravens were the favorites to win the Super Bowl. The Pistons don't even belong here.
I get it. I'm saying just the individual
lucky
athlete,
in the East.
You know?
Yeah, to end that way. I see what you're saying. It's like, he didn't just miss the last shot of the season. He didn't even get the shot off.
Right. I mean, it happened at the end of the national championship game in basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to live with this now.
But I do think he's one of those guys, to his credit. He's kind of like an irrational confidence guy. Mm. I can see him forgetting about this next week. Like, and then just moving on with his life.
Oh, pro athletes can do that, too. I've seen guys, they don't seem to care. Like, 12 hours after the game, fans are much more upset than pro. To some of these guys, it's a job. You have to remember that.
I know, but I've also seen the opposite, where I've interviewed guys 20 years after a blown save or 20 years after a drop touchdown pass or whatever, and they'll remember that more than the wins.
I can't get you Malik Beasley or Mark Andrews on the phone this morning, but I can offer you my son Jake, who made a mistake last night in his Little League game.
Tell
us everything.
Caused his team not to win. If you want to see how he's feeling this morning when he wakes up.
All on him.
Hope he's turned the page. He's got another game coming up,
though. J.J. Redick over there blaming Jake for the loss.
Yeah, he might want to do this behind closed doors.
Strikeout, a mental mistake. What happened?
So it was just a regular Little League game, thankfully, which doesn't technically count.
Get this guy off my team.
And there was a ground ball to shortstop. He was playing second, and he just dropped the flip to him to get a force. So instead of being first and – or runner only at first and two outs, there were two on and one out, and the next kid hit a three-run home run to tie the game.
Oh, what inning?
This is the last inning. This is it. So he was not bummed at all.
He was already thinking about turning the double play.
He just dropped it because he knew that he wasn't going to – you can't turn two in Little League. The bases are too close. So like he just dropped it. He just straight dropped it, and he couldn't have cared less. And I was, we were walking away.
And you were breaking clipboards and throwing things.
He was saying how
sandwiches in the box.
Because when he dropped the ball, the kid took like one step past second base and then got back. Jake tagged him, and Jake was telling him that he was out. And I'm like, okay, but you know the real problem with the sequence, right? He's like, yes, I dropped it. I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, good. So let's stop talking about the ump missed the tag call.
So here's a question about your parenting. Do you bring it up before the next game? Hey, remember, keep your head in the game because what happened last time? What do you do here?
I'm yanking you if you don't.
No. So I do have – I saw this from
some – that bench.
Yeah. I saw this somewhere that a post-game conversation about anything good or bad means nothing. The game is over, especially negative stuff. So we don't talk about anything after the game.
So the car ride home is not just dead silent. You can cut the tension.
Unless he wants to talk about something, he's left alone for the rest of the day, basically.
Okay.
I wish you were my dad.
But yesterday, he brought up, he was like complaining about the ump. And I was like, the ump has nothing to do with this.
Oh,
like,
he was watching JB Bickerstaff's
tape, if you don't drop the ball, then there's no tag and there's no ump. And you know you should have caught that.
You said that's loser energy.
I mean, I didn't say loser energy, but I said you got it. Like, it doesn't matter what happened after you dropped the easy throw to
you. I have a very important question for you, Bogus.
Yeah.
Is there any possibility that that C.B. Bucknell was doing both Mets and this game? Because
was Angel Hernandez
awful.
There?
Dude, not even to get in the weeds, but so there's another guy on that crew, John Bacon, who's worse than C.B. Buckner, which is
that's
a compliment. He is awful.
It's crazy. It's crazy. This Mets series was insane.
Well, I guess we're delighted to another season of winning Little League Baseball.
By the way, we didn't lose. We ended in a 6-6 tie because of that. So.
I think elite athletes like Malik Beasley and Jake, they just move on. You got to be in the present.
He didn't even have to move on. It was like the friends line. He's like, I'm over you. He's like, when were you under me? Like, Jake was never bothered by this to move on.
I think that is the healthiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is great.
Because he's also 11.
I think this is the key to being good at sports is to never, ever, ever think. You cannot get in your head.
You're right.
Like, the only thing that hurts any athlete is getting in their head. And it doesn't seem like Jake's confidence is going to be wavered.
I know, but he wasn't thinking last night when he needed to catch a flip.
Yeah, but if he dwells on that, it ain't going to help him next time. Like,
no, I guess not.
Yeah, but Malik Beasley cannot. He's got to forget this, that next time when he's in the play-in tournament next year. I'm being serious. Like, I think it's really healthy to just not be bothered. Keep it positive.
I love stewing in anger after I mess up or my team mess up.
Oh, I used to cry after I lost every time. Oh,
yeah, the all-time greats probably do learn from their losses. But.
Yeah, just couldn't. You know, a good cry helps though.
Were you a racket thrower, racket smasher?
No. You can't do that. That's not. No, I don't condone it either.
I actually have audio of Maggie when she was a child.
You cannot be serious.
Well, I know. Couldn't lose really the big feet, but the deep voice at least went away.
I know, it's funny.
Reverse puberty.
I've wanted to, believe me. We didn't actually have line judges because I wasn't good enough. Call your own. It's the honor system.
I had an amazing tennis controversy. When I played. When I was on the eighth grade tennis team,
oh yeah, that's good. Let's hear it all.
There was a huge drama. My best friend, Brooke.
Prank called Shedeur Sanders.
He got stuck in doubles with Murray Goldstein, and nobody wanted to play with Murray. And he was upset at the coach. So he served, and he beamed Murray in the back of the head as a doubles partner. What? And they had to stop the match.
So teammate on teammate crime?
What was wrong with
just
Murray?
Picture your head. Someone serving and hitting his partner in the back of the head.
On purpose.
Yeah, I don't think he thought he was going to actually hit him. And they had to, like, stop the match, like everybody...
Wait, I want to know why Murray was so hated.
If the coach stuck you with Murray, you're like, oh, I'm not going to win. Murray never wins.
Has there any been great athlete named Murray Goldstein? I mean, come on, Bogus. Yeah, you're asking questions you already know the answer to.
There's never been a great athlete named Murray. I mean, there's Keegan Murray.
Andy Murray.
Eddie Murray.
Yeah, last name Murray, possible. First name Murray, no.
Definitely.
That's
a good question.
Who's the best athlete named Murray?
But
I got a hockey player named Murray Craven, but who? That's it.
Yeah,
I don't even know any other Murrays.
He beat him in the back of the head. Gosh.
But it was eighth grade, so it probably wasn't going like 100 miles an hour.
It doesn't matter, man.
We laughed so hard.
According to the NBA, according to the Basketball Reference, there's only two players in NBA history with the first name Murray. They both played only 1 year, and that year was 1950.
Nothing has made
they
more sense than that.
They both played for CCNY. Wow.
They were guarding George Mikan.
Can I tell you one thing? We thought
some
it was 8th grade.
Seven dudes.
We thought it was really funny. I'm going to say something really controversial. You guys aren't going to like it. I've floated the Shedeur Sanders prank call by some young people. They think it's hysterical. I'm sorry.
That's not happening.
That is right in the genre of 8th graders and 9th graders.
That's why they suck.
Well, hold on.
This guy's 21.
This is a 21-year-old who's getting an approval rating from 8th and 9th graders.
Yeah,
Brian,
I just
go
think...
Go to a bar.
My daughter's like, there is a culture of pranks out there. Like, the kids have not moved off pranks, apparently. Like, so it is... It's not totally shocking that this happened. That's what I'm saying.
Pranks are mad in right now.
TikTok, that's what my daughter is saying.
My favorite prank is terrible, and I'm afraid it's going to happen to me. But have you seen the guy who, these two guys who throw water balloons at guys in the train and then turn around as if they're not, they're doing, an interview for, a TikTok?
And
the person in the train is like,
looking
did you guys
around,
just throw a water balloon at me? He's like, no, we were sitting here doing this TikTok video.
Wait. And the water balloon breaks and gets water all over the person?
That's not a prank.
You are asking to get stabbed if you do that.
I know. 100%, yes.
But they're so not good at it that no one thinks is, they're always able to convince the person it's not them. Because
they're doing this fancy interview.
Right. God. So they're like, they throw the water balloon and then before it even leaves their hand, basically, they turn around, they start talking about
whatever.
Yeah, anything. And then the guy, sometimes they don't even confront the people because they're like, what just happened?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, what happened with Shedeur was not in a vacuum, apparently. There's a lot of that energy out there because of social media and stuff. Yeah. You could get people. Anyway.
Guys, society's going to hell in a handbasket. My
point was, when you're in eighth grade, things that we consider ridiculous might seem, there's maturity. We're mature.
Think? Yeah, we're very mature.
You can't expect
show.
Kids to not be kids. I don't know how I got that, but we thought it was hysterical when Brooke drilled Murray in the back of the head. It was the funniest thing that ever happened. In the first of all, to have the aim, we were not a great tennis team either. I was like, wow, that was a good serve.
And do you remember what Murray said afterwards?
You cannot be serious.
Murray was probably getting carted to the nearest Lower Merion hospital.
But the funny thing is, getting hit by a tennis ball really doesn't, you're not going to get knocked out by a tennis ball.
Let's Stan Perloff in front of Rafael Nadal.
Yes.
That would hurt a lot. To get hit in the back of the head and you're not expecting it.
That's not what I'd be worried about if I was getting served.
Oh, yeah, get a hit in the...
Yeah. I would just stand there in a soccer position. If I did But, wow, we've got way off track there.
Thank you for the trip down memory lane. 888-710-4-ISN. Good morning to Murray Goldstein, wherever you are.
Tennis team with you and a guy named Murray.
This is the category of do not put this clip out on social because we already have offended some of my other old friends who I tell embarrassing stories about.
Well, listen, when one of your friends loses a fake eye mid-coitus, we're going to talk about it. Looking at you, Bruce.
He had to say his name. Just stop saying his name.
I'm winking at you, Bruce.
Stop saying his name. Can we keep anything private on the show?
Bill. Looking at you, Bill.
By the way, can we keep anything private? Meanwhile, Bogus came in and sold out his son for an error in a Little League game. We're awful.
Yeah.
We're awful people.
All for the show.
Learned from watching you.
7104 ISN. Learned it from Brooke, whoever hit Murray in the back of the head. Jerry Jones, let's talk about the Cowboys next because they've been up to something interesting.
You cannot be serious!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You know that sound? It means the Cowboy Quickie. I haven't checked in on the Dallas Cowboys in a while, and I'm looking the part today because apparently cowboy hats are in New York City, according to Perloff, so I found one in the office.
Looks great.
Thank you. This is from the Professional Bull Riders Tour. They came and left us, brought us a gift, brought us some cowboy hats.
Do you feel different wearing that hat?
I feel badass.
Yeah.
Which is not something I normally associate with myself. So there we go. Anyway, Cowboys, let's get to it. So you sent us this audio yesterday, Pro. You thought this was hilarious. This is basically our lives outside the show, is us just sending each other funny stuff. And have we still figured out who this person is?
Oh, I was supposed to do some homework. This is actual a media member. We're not sure.
All right. Well, Perloff dropped the ball. We'll figure out who it is. But first, we'll play you the sound. So Tyler Booker was the first round pick of the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. Not surprising. They take a guard. This is what the Cowboys do. He supposedly had a nickname in college. The nickname was the Jalen Carter Stopper, okay? But this person is here to pour cold water on that.
They drafted a guy who they call the Jalen Carter Stopper, right? The guy who plays for the Eagles, right? So then I went and did my homework. They said this guy hasn't given up a sack in 2 years, right? But when he did give up a sack, he gave up 3 his freshman year. So I went to rolling. I'm like, so who the f*** did he give those 3 sacks to? All against Georgia. Who was at Georgia 3 years ago?
Jalen Carter.
So then I'm like.
So, by the way, I
Who is this person? This is on you to figure out who this
person
is.
I'm still working on that. But I think they drafted him to be the Jalen Carter Stopper. I don't think he was called the Jalen Carter Stopper in college. Because why would you call him that in college?
There's more to this, apparently. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Drafted a guy who they say is Jalen Carter Stopper. When he did play Jalen, Jalen took him to the woodshed. So what the fuck are we doing?
Whoever this person is, it's entertaining. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, it's Philly Scott Van Pelt at Hauser Bread. Yeah, sorry. Not sure, but this guy, I think he's
Joe
a fan
Flacco?
Blog. A fan blog. It's a great point. I found it interesting, too. Like, do you need a Jalen Carter stopper now in the NFL? Has he become a singular player?
Oh, you know, like, I see what this is. This was just a back doorway for you to talk about Eagles pass rusher Jalen Carter.
Well, I mean, that's what is that why the Cowboys drafted Tyler Booker? Because they're worried about Jalen Carter coming up the middle? I thought that was very flattering because I don't even think of Jalen Carter like that.
I think they were thinking about Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah, that's another reason. I just thought it was funny because you have like the Lawrence Taylor stopper. You have, you know, Patrick Mahomes stopper and what? Now Jalen Carter. They didn't call him that in college. That means they drafted him to be
I mean, I think they drafted him to be the Zach Martin replacement. But I mean, that's big shoes to fill. I don't know if it was also to be the Jalen Carter stopper. But yeah, they want to make sure they're stout up the middle to give Dak a little time and maybe get a semblance of a run game going.
It just made me laugh, too, that there's a guy who's good enough to be the number 12 pick in the NFL. Probably didn't let up a sack for his last two seasons, but he still, in his wildest dreams, couldn't stop Jalen Carter. But Jalen Carter is like a fast-moving house on the field.
It is true.
Yeah, I like when narratives are disrupted. And yeah, you're right. It was a way to dunk on the Cowboys as an Eagles fan. 100%.
That's your Cowboy click.
The Cowboys had a good draft. The Cowboys are so funny. They are this hype team, and all they do is draft the trenches and these like low, you know, they can't get any of the skill position players, but they're drafting great linemen and defensive linemen all over the place.
I'm wondering if the Cowboy fans really think they had a great draft because you thought you were coming out of it with a wide receiver to help CeeDee Lamb. Doesn't have to be in the first round, but any kind of help, and it didn't seem like they got that.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what fans always want, skill position players, but I think the real drafts you build in the trenches. That's how great teams, that's what the Eagles do. The pass rusher they got out of BC, his 2-minute highlight package of the draft, I'm like, oh my God, how did that guy fall in the second round? But then again, I said that about everybody. I think they're a really good drafting team. They just don't do the other stuff well.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, we've got a major question about a team heading into perhaps their most important offseason in decades. Get to that next. Maggie and Perloff Show.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.